Sahanabhavatu, Sahanaubhunaktu, Sahaviryam karavavahai, Tejasvinavatitamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Okay. You know, I'm going to do this backwards today. We're going to just do it in English for these next couple of pages, and then we'll go into the Sanskrit, because the Sanskrit is a little cumbersome, and I don't want to just wade through it when we don't know what we're talking about. So I'm going to do it in English first, so we can get the vision of it in our mind. So we have to remember what we're doing. We are seeing how the Brahmashriya Maya means Maya, which is Mithya, and totally depends upon Brahman for its being, and really exists as an incidental attribute to Brahman, means that has no other place to be other than in Brahman, because Brahman is what is actually, in the end, the existent entity. Everything else is borrowing that existence, everything within time and space. So in terms of what actually is, there is only Brahman. There is only yourself. Brahman is yourself. It's the very Atma that you mistake as the body, mind, sense organs. That's a mistake born of ignorance. The fact is that the self that you take to be this body is Brahman. And that Brahman that you are is free from time. Free from time. It's free from change. It's free from any type of objectification. And yet, from it, this whole creation of complete diversity comes into manifestation. Coming into manifestation does not make it something other than Brahman, because it is Maya. The cause for these parinamas, for these modifications, is only Maya. Remember, ya ma iti Maya. That which is not, that which has no independent being, is what they mean by that. Because we experience it, so it's not tucham, it's not absolute non-existence, but because we experience it, it is Maya. Having no independent being of itself, it depends upon Brahman as its adhishtana, as the thing which is actually there. And so it is this creation, this Maya, that comes from its unmanifest condition into manifestation, which in full force is the display of this infinite creation that we find ourselves in right now. And so this infinite creation is the Ishwara's Stula Sharira. It's Ishwara's Stula Sharira, Ishwara's physical body. So we call this Ishwara Virat. Right? And this we call what? Vishwa. This physical body that is part and parcel of Virat is called Vishwa. And then also, like, we have a mind and prana which is innermost, which is inner to the physical body, which makes up the Sukshma Sharira. In a limited way, where this Sukshma Sharira, this subtle body, is limited as is yours, 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 and yours. But think of this, that when the Maya comes into manifestation, it first comes as the Mahat. The Mahat is Hiranyagarbha, means what first comes into manifestation as Ishwara is Hiranyagarbha, the subtle aspect of the five. Of the five subtle elements. So, without any limitation. Right? Part of the subtle aspect of the five subtle elements that goes through, let me put it this way, these five subtle elements from the total aspect of them is what we call Hiranyagarbha. That's a name for Ishwara. And then for the individual jivas, that is called Taijasa. And then from that subtle aspect called Hiranyagarbha comes this physical aspect, Stula Sharira. But how can the subtle Hiranyagarbha, all of the subtle elements, which actually make up the Sukshma Sharira, right, the subtle elements of the five sense organs, each of the sense organs, the sattvic element of the five subtle elements are the sense organs, and together they're the mind, the antakarana, the rajas elements, of the five subtle elements make up the karmendriyas, the organs of the the organs of action, and also the pranas. So that's the sukshma sharira, right? But on a total level, that's Ishwara's sukshma sharira. Ishwara's sukshma sharira is called Hiranyagarbha. Our little sukshma sharira, our limited sukshma sharira, which like is a wave in the subtle ocean, right, is called Tejasa, that one that is shining. So, now, for these, the five subtle elements to become this gross world, they have to go through a process of grossification. So, the sattva aspect has already done its job. Right. It creates, the sattvic aspect has done its job by giving you the sense organs and mind. The rajas has done its job by giving you the karmendriyas, the organs of action, right, and also the prana, the five pranas. We're left with the tamas. It is this subtle tamas that now needs to do its job. And to do its job, it has to go through a process that we call panchikaranam. Panchikaranam means becoming fivefold. And so this process of panchikarana will result in virat, the total physical body, Ishwara's physical form, and for us, this stula sharira, the jiva stula sharira, which is this physical form that we call our physical body, right? Stula sharira. So we have to see what happens, how this panchikarana takes place, because it's really very nice. That's why I'm just going to do it in English first, and then we'll do it in Sanskrit, because I want you to have the vision of it, because it is very nice. It's beautiful in a way. So you understand it down to this point, right, where we've taken care of the sattva and rajas elements of the subtle body, right? So now it's tamas element, the tamas aspect, you know, the tamo guna, really, the tamas guna, have to do in order to create this physical body here. This process of becoming fivefold works something like this. Just have it, because we have actually charts of this, so I'm going to kind of do it using this little chart. So imagine now the five subtle elements side by side. And now, of the five subtle elements, we're now going to take just the tamoguna, the tamas aspect of the five subtle elements, because the others have already done their job. So we're going to have the tamas aspect of the five subtle elements side by side by side. So five tamoguna, five tamas aspect of the five subtle elements. The first thing that has to happen in this becoming fivefold is that the five tamas aspects have to divide themselves in half. So we're going to divide each one, each element in half, and take like the top half and just put it over to the side. I'm telling you how they do it in the book. So we're going to leave that alone. So now what we have is the five tamas aspects of the five subtle elements just sitting there, 50% of each one, half of each one. And the other half that is left remaining, that divides itself. Each one divides itself into quarters. And so each half then will be one quarter, one quarter, one quarter, one quarter. So you have four. Great. So each one of these has four parts of this half. What that actually means is in terms of the whole, it's 1/8, right? So you have 4/8, but in reference just to the 1/2, it's going to be quarters. Now what happens is, just think of molecules and atoms, okay? This is our molecules and atoms. So now, once this has happened, these half that are just sitting untouched there, what happens is one quarter of each one will go over to the one it is not. Like say you've got half of space and then one quarter of the other half, which equals 1/8 if you add it to this 1/2. Everybody gets that, right? So it's really 1/8. So say this is space, then 1/8 of vayu, of wind, of air, of fire, of water, right? And then of earth goes over to space. And so the grossified space element is 50% space, so that's why we experience space, But what grossifies it is having 1/8 of the other four, right? Instead of just being pure space, like this in the Sukshma Sharira, it's just 100% space, and it's dividing up the sattva aspect and the rajas aspect. But here, this tamoguna has to become fivefold. So what is the five? 1/50%, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, the four other elements at 1/8. Everybody see that? So for each one, don't confuse me. So for each one, this is going to happen. Just kind of automatically. So for air, for instance, air will be space, fire, water, earth. 50% air, and then 1/8 of the other four. Fire, 50% fire, 1/8 of the other four. 1/8 of each one. And then for water, 50% water, and then 1/8 of each one. Then earth, 50% earth, and 1/8 for each one. So that's what we mean by fivefold. 50% of whatever the element is, and 1/8 of each of the other four, which makes another 50%. So the bottom 50%, right, is a quarter, from the standpoint of just the 50%, is a quarter of each one. So when this takes place, now we have what's called the panchikaranam. It has gone through this, tamoguna has gone through this process of grossification. And what makes it separate from the subtle aspect is that it's only 50% of itself and 1/8 of all of the other four. So that's this process of panchikaranam. Now, when that happens, now we have a physical body, a stula sharira, which then is informed by the sukshma sharira, right? The sukshma sharira is subtle. So the sukshma sharira is what gives, like the subtle eyes use the physical eyes. Remember that this is the language they use here, that this physical body becomes a counter of experience for the subtle body to then interact with the world. And so it's the subtle body really that enlivens this physical body. When the body dies, all of the things that are added to it via the subtle body are no longer there. Right? There's no sense organs operating. There's no organs of actions. There's no prana. There's no mental functions. And so these mental functions are given to this physical body, which is in kind of in a way, it's like a dress that's thrown off when it's too old or it doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work well anyway. Time to get rid of that one and get a new dress. And in fact, in the Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 2, it's around verse, 13, 14, 15, somewhere around in there, is this verse that says the indweller of the physical body, you know, goes through this life and then casts it off just like you would cast off a piece of clothing, you know, and takes on another. You get rid of your old clothes and you get some nice new clothes. So your body wears out. You know, the body's worn out. It's time for it to be discarded. It discards itself. The prarabdha is over. It goes. The sukshma sharira needs a nice, fresh body. A nice, fresh sense organs. A nice, fresh organs of action. You know, these hands and feet. It needs a new, fresh body, you know, to be able to kind of carry on. Otherwise, Swamiji would joke, like, what if that didn't happen, you know? The physical body just got older and older and older. And older and older and older. He used to call it a corkscrew. Mm-hmm. The body turns into a corkscrew. It means it's standing up, you know, but it's getting old, like it's 60, 70, 80. I'm not going to consider 70 old anymore. So we have to go up to 80 and 90 now. Okay, so it's in 80, 85. It's starting to bend over a little bit, and then, you know, it gets a little older and bends over more and bends over more and bends over, and then it starts circling around and it becomes a corkscrew. That's his example. But no, once this physical body isn't useful anymore, the prarabdha karma has run out. It doesn't have any more karma to fulfill here. Then that body drops, and the sukshma sharira, subtle body, according to its karmas, will take another body. So that's what this panchikaranam is. Once we complete this panchikaranam, now we understand this process of creation or process of manifestation of the maya from the unmanifest condition to the stula sharira. But we have to see it in terms of the grossification of the five elements, you know, the five elements is what this creation, I can divide this stula sharira of Ishwara into space, air, fire, water, earth. Okay. And then what we say, these elements, that these five elements then interact with each other to form elementals. The elementals are just modifications of these five elements. And so whether you're talking about food or trees or people, anamaya kosha, animals, anamaya kosha, anam means food sheath, you know, that's what we have here. We have space, air, fire, water, earth, and then its variety of modifications. When we look at it in that way, as a total, which we call the samashti, my upadi, Ishwara's upadi is samashti, it's the total. It's the total stula sharira. So Ishwara's stula sharira would be the samashti stula sharira. The samashti means total. And we use this term a lot. So that samashti maya upadi, it's Ishwara's upadi, total maya upadi, vyashti. The vyashti is the individual maya upadi. So that would be the jiva. The jiva's maya upadi is the vyashti. Okay, so vyashti, samashti. So in giving this unfoldment of the creation, there's some really, what I want you to see, there's so much to appreciate about this model. And really, it's just a story. It's a story. It's a model. Like there are many models we can have of the creation. It depends on what we're trying to emphasize. What that model has a purpose, you know, and it's emphasizing something. But when we use a model of the creation, it is going to emphasize something very important for us. The Upanishads are going to be emphasizing something very important for us. Right? It's not just a model of creation so that we can have a model of creation. It's a model which includes in the creation sattva, rajas, and tamas, which accounts for the consciousness in the creation. Because the sattva aspect of the five subtle elements, right, is responsible for your sense organs. The samashti, the total aspect of all the subtle elements, all five subtle elements, is the material cause for your mind. Your mind and the citta, the ahankara, the buddhi, the manas. These are all just words. These are all categories of the mind. So the collective of the sattva gives you a mind. So you have a mind and sense organs. You have a vital force. You have the life force of the prana. There's a difference between a dead body, you know, and an alive body. And so what if they look at the dead body, you know, which will just go back into food, it'll just go back into the prithvi, into its five elements. The air will go to air, and water will go to water, and heat will go to heat, fire will go to fire, like that. They go back into their original elements, breaking down, and just become their elementals, and they'll go back into their original form of just the elements. That's a dead body. Now, what if you look at this body as a dead body, is a body that is no longer functioning, because what gives it life and what gives it prana, what gives it consciousness, is the sukshma sharira, is the subtle body. And it is the subtle body that transmigrates. It is the subtle body that transmigrates with its punya and papa, right? With its karmas, with its samskaras. It transmigrates and takes birth after birth after birth, you know, coming, taking a birth here again in this bhuloka, this physical loka that you need a physical body in order to experience. And it also goes into subtle realms, more subtle lokas, taking on bodies that are of a subtle nature in order to experience the different lokas that are available within this creation. Like they say, seven lokas up, seven lokas down. Talked a little bit about that. This middle is the bhuloka, where you're actually accruing karma. So this model, what does it do? It accounts for within the creation, it accounts for birth and death and what happens at that time. It accounts for the transmigration of the jiva. It accounts for the expression of consciousness in the creation. In the West, as it is now, we don't really have that. Well, the brain is somehow, the chemicals are somehow doing it. We don't really know. We don't have any understanding in our myth or containing myth, we call it. You know, we don't have any understanding of transmigration of the soul. But in the East, they do. And so this model actually accounts for the whole cosmology, really. The whole cosmology of the East and of the Vedas. And so the knower known is included in this model. You know? The karta is included in this model. The karta comes because you have karmendriyas. You have the karmendriyas, you have the prana. You know, you have the manas to make decisions and have emotions. You know? You have the five subtle elements to form, to take in data to the vrittis and the antakarana. All of those things are there in this model in kind of a very, very beautiful way, you know. It even includes the subtlety to grossification of all of the five elements. You know, which is obvious in a way once you see it, but actually it's very, very beautiful. You know, that there does exist something like that, that there is an order of subtlety, and that order of subtlety also matches the sense organs, and the order of subtlety of the sense organs with the sense objects. And then the vak, the speech, and all of the karmendriyas are included in that unfoldment also with the rajas. And so now, so what? The so what is this. I mean, there's probably other so what's, but this is a major so what. Is that everything that you identify with as yourself, this model itself becomes a prakriya that includes the body, mind, sense organs, everything you identify with as your being, everything that is actually an upadhi that causes this misidentification, all of that, including the ajnanam, the unmanifest condition, is included in this model. And then this model also, now as we go, as we look into, now we've looked into and really kind of dissected the all of the component parts of the jiva to show really, you know, that this, the nature of the self in reference to all of these, we've done so much viveka, like the panchakosha viveka and understanding the stuhla, sukshma, and karana sharira, siddhara viveka, discrimination with all of these things, leaving myself as the one who is free from time and space. So there's a lot of work so far that has been done differentiating this stula, these upadis, the body, mind, sense organs, upadis, from the atma, from the self. We haven't done that viveka really in reference to Ishvara. It has to be done in reference to Ishvara also. Okay? Otherwise, Ishvara is somebody else. Ishvara is up in the sky somewhere. Okay? So now that viveka we're going to be dealing with as we go on here. Okay? But even in the unfoldment of this particular panchikarana process of creation, again, all of the five elements and everything that's included in them is held in this on a collective level, on a samishti level, as well as on an individual level. So we've already started to understand what we mean in the Vedanta by the creation. All of the elements, space, a lot of times, you know, like in the West, in some ways, at least on the more gross levels of understanding, space is just space, and everything's taking place in space. And so we're analyzing everything that's taking place in space, but we don't look at space as something that has come into being and has actually equal stature with all the five other elements, you know. It's just of the things that come into manifestation, space is the most subtle. And so we get to use that nicely as a drishtanta. But it's still one of the elements, you know, to be differentiated from consciousness. You think, well, I'm a conscious being, and you're a conscious being, and you're a conscious being. No, you're a sukshma sharira. You're a sukshma sharira and a stula sharira that has one non-dual consciousness as its being. Because when we talk about the coming into manifestation of the whole creation, the sukshma sharira and stula sharira of the jiva are part of that, as is the ajnanam. And so this differentiation has to continually take place. We've done a lot of it. Now we have to have this whole thing, whole creation. It has to be understood, and then understood this process, understood, and then it has to be relegated to that order of reality that we call mithya. Already started it when it said Brahmashriya Maya. Maya has for its adhishtana, for its ashriya, Brahman. That's the start of it. That immediately makes it mithya. So once we understand the whole creation, the ajnanam itself, is mithya, then, and this upadi also, the jiva upadi, is mithya and part and parcel of this creation that comes into manifestation and goes out of manifestation. So we say that, and then under, with the understanding that maya has me, has consciousness for its ashriya, for its adhishtana, what that means is that this whole creation comes from me, is sustained by me, resolves into me. Because Ishwara is not an upadhi. Ishwara is the sameshti maya upadhi, sameshti, the total maya upadhi. And the jiva is part and parcel like a wave in the ocean, but has the vyeshti maya upadhi, the limited maya upadhi. But both of them come from the manifestation of the five subtle elements, which go through panchakarma to become the five gross elements. So both Ishwara, the Ishwara and jiva, enjoy the same order of reality. From the standpoint of their upadis, it's just that Ishwara is limitless, sameshti. The jiva is part of Ishwara, and so therefore vyeshti. But the whole thing is maya. The order, its order of reality is mithya, and I am its truth. Whether I am viewed from the standpoint of the Ishwara upadi, or I'm viewed from the standpoint of the jiva upadi, in whatever form that jiva is, it is still only me. And so that's why this type of a understanding, breaking the order of the creation, how the creation comes into manifestation down in this particular way, is so valuable, because everything that you identify with as yourself is included in that manifestation. And everything we think about as Ishwara also is included in that manifestation. So we need to, the equation of the Mahavakya, Tat Tvamasi, you are that, you are Ishwara, basically. You are Jiva, you are Ishwara. Now it becomes very understandable, because this individual, this body, mind, sense organs, is an upadi. It's the vyeshti upadi, the limited upadi, illimited conditioning agent. Ishwara is the total conditioning agent. Both are maya. There's only one adhishtana, and that adhishtana is me, is myself. Not the ajnanam-born self of this body, mind, sense organs, but the self that I actually am. The self that I actually am is the self of all beings, is the very self of Ishwara. So that's why this kind of getting a hold of, kind of spending some time studying this story of the manifestation of the creation is actually a beautiful upasana and something beautiful to hold in your mind, because it puts everything in its proper order. It puts everything in its proper place. It saves the satyam for the self and the mithya for the creation, Ishwara and the jiva. Jiva is part and parcel of Ishwara. Both the jiva and Ishwara are maya, are mithya, and have me alone as the adhishtana. The whole vision is in this story. You know, so very beautiful to understand it, even though it takes a while to get it all together. Okay, so now Okay, so we're just going to go through, just as an exercise, we're going to go through the Sanskrit so that we have it. Okay? And then we'll really start. Now we're moving it. After we do this page here, after we do that, then it goes into really working with the Mahavakya. Very, very beautiful. Okay, so let's look at this. I'll just read it in sections. We'll translate it in sections. Okay? But repeat after me. Panchi karanam katam iti chet. Iti chet means like if you should ask. So it's a shortcut. If you put a name, if you should ask, or if you're wondering, you know, katam panchi karanam. What is the panchi karana? How does that take place? Katam means how. How does this making this panchi, that long yi, panchi with a form of kri, means making into five. So how does this making in five, making into five or making fivefold, how does that happen? This panchi karanam. So what is it? How does it happen? So panchi karanam katam iti chet. So he explains. First he says, so you just repeat after me, ete sham. Pancha maha bhutanam.
Pancha maha bhutanam.
Tamasa amsha. I'll let you do like this. Tamasamsha swarupam.
Tamasamsha swarupam.
So that would be, it would be tamasa amsha swarupam ekam ekam bhutam. Dvida
Dibhajya.
This is the first part of the sentence. So what it says here, okay, how does this panchi karana happen? How does that work? So it says etesham pancha maha bhutanam. That says of these etesham, of these genitive plural, the 6-3, pancha mahabhutanam, of these five subtle elements, the mahabhutas are the subtle elements. So of the five subtle elements, tamasa amsha swarupam, the ekam ekam, each one of those ekam ekam, of the five subtle elements. Whose swarupa, whose nature is tamas. So the tamas amsha of each, the tamas amsha of the five subtle elements, each one individually, ekam ekam. Then it says, vibhajya dvida. It divides itself in half. Dvida means in half, into two. It divides itself into two. Bhutam just means their being, okay? So being ekam ekam. So taking each one of the tamas elements, letting each one, space, air, fire, water, earth, the tamoguna, dividing it in half. Okay, so we've done that. Then it says, then repeat after me, ekam ekam ardham.
Ekam ekam ardham.
Pritak tushnim.
Pritak tushnim.
Divastapya.
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 Vivastapya.
Okay. Vivastapya means then, well, first go like this. Ekam ekam ardham. Ekam, each half. Okay. Each half. Taking half of each one. Okay. So vibhajya means having placed. Ardham means half. Having placed half of each one. Ekam ekam ardham. You know? Vivastapya means having placed. So having placed half of each one, protect tushnim, you know, separately, quietly over to the side here. Protect tushnim. Just take it quietly. Just put them here. Leave them alone. Just let them be. Okay. That's protect tushnim. Then, as he says, so we've done that. We've divided them all in half. Put the one half of them all over quietly to the side. Then aparam ardham. Chaturda vibhajya. So say aparam.
Aparam.
Ardham.
Ardham.
Chaturda.
Chaturda.
Vibhajya.
Vibhajya.
Now having done that, then take aparam, the other half of each one. When you do it, duplicate, It means the other half of each one. Aparam, aparam, ardham. Ardham means half. So of each one, the other half of each one, chaturdha vibhajya, having divided that second half of each one into four. Right? So it's now divided into four. Everybody see that? Okay. So water would be divided into four parts, the second half, four parts, four parts, four parts, four parts. Okay, so having done that, then what? Swartha binneshu.
Swartha binneshu.
Ardeshu.
Ardeshu.
Swabhaga.
Swabhaga.
Chatushtayam.
Chatushtayam.
Samyojanam.
Samyojanam.
Panchikaranam.
Panchikaranam.
Bhavati.
Bhavati.
So now what this says is Swartha binneshu. Ardeshu. So you take the one half, the ardeshu, swarde binneshu. So you take the one half, which are each one is different, swarde binneshu, toward the first group that has been divided, then ardeshu, swabhaga, chatushtya, chatushtya samyojanam, you connect. Then what you do is you connect the other half, which itself has been divided into four. So, swabhaga, each one, which is the same. Swabhaga, chatushtya, samyojanam. You unite the group of four, swabhaga, which are of one sort, right? Then you put that together with its own other half. That's the swa-swa. So this half that you divide, then you put this half onto the other half, which is the same as it. So this one quarter of this one will go unite with samyojanam. It will unite with the same equal one that the 50% one. So swa swa. They have to each go over to their own. Okay. So swartha binneshu ardeshu swabhaga chatushtyam samyojanam panchikaranam bhavati. I didn't say that quite right. Let's try it again. Okay. 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 Swa ardha binneshu. Okay. Binna means different. So in the different halves. Because remember like this. Each one has divided itself into four. The second half is divided itself into four parts. Those four parts. Wait a minute. Okay. Just give me a minute. Okay, say space. It divides itself into the second half. This is what has to happen. I've got to get the Sanskrit right. So having divided into four, each of the others, it divides into four. And then each one of those splits into four quarters, into four parts. And those parts, four parts that it's divided into, goes on to those, the other half, which is different from its own part. Okay. For the Sanskrit people, for the English speakers, I'll just tell you in English, but for the Sanskrit speakers, okay. So look at this. Swa-ardha binneshu. On those parts which are other than itself. Onto the part that's other than itself. Okay? So ardha means onto those halves which are other than its own part. You don't understand? Okay, but then look at the rest of it. Swabhaga chatushtyam samyojanam. It will unite the quarter part of itself with those parts, those halves, that are other than itself. Okay, so let me just tell you in English. You've got the 50%, you know, each one of the subtle elements, 50% of each subtle element, okay? Mm-hmm. Space, air, fire, water, earth. Each one will divide itself into four quarters. So now you've got space and four, and the bottom, four quarters of space for the bottom half. So that's 4/8. So you have space, 50%, and then 4/8, right, which make 50%, right? Now, each one of those eighths have to go over to the other 50%. So for the four eighths of space, that has to land on the other four elements. The 4/8 of water has to land on the other four elements, and so on. That's why we say on the one that is different from itself. So adar tabinne shu, adar de shu, swabhaga chatushtya samyojanam. So the samyojanam, these quarters of its own part, of its own self, has to go onto one that is different from itself. That's where the binna comes in. It's a little tricky in the Sanskrit. Are you all okay? It's hard. The Sanskrit here is a little cumbersome, okay, for me anyway. So having done that, it says panchikaranam bhavati. This is the panchikaranam. Okay. Then it says etebhyaha
etebhyaha
panchikrita
panchikrita
panchamahabhutebhyaha
panchamahabhutebhyaha
stulashariram bhavati
stulashariram bhavati.
So it says from these panchikrita panchamahabhutebhyaha, from these subtle elements, five subtle elements, panchamahabhutas, which panchikrita have been made into five, have gone through this process called panchikarana. So panchikrita have gone through the panchikarana, panchikrita, panchamahabhutebhyaha, from these, the stula sharira is made. Yes. So you say the stula sharira, the physical body, is from these five subtle elements that have gone through this process of panchikarana, of becoming gross. That's all that it says. Then this one other line is where we're going to do work on tomorrow. But let's read it. Evam.
Evam.
Pinda.
Pinda.
Brahmanandayoho.
Brahmanandayoho.
Aikyam.
Aikyam.
Sambhutam.
Sambhutam.
So evam. In this manner, pinda, this limited, the stula sharira, the physical body, the stula sharira, the physical body, pinda, and the Brahmananda, the limitless sharira of Ishwara, between these two, pinda Brahmananda yoho aikyam sambhutam, there is an identity that is there, that takes place, the aikyam takes place. Because you can see that in the manifestation of the creation of these five elements, and it goes through this process of panchikarana to be the same, the same elements that make up Ishwara are the elements that make up us. We are part and parcel. The jiva upadhi is part and parcel of the whole maya upadhi. And so there is an aikya there. There's an aikya on two levels. One aikya is that this body, mind, sense organs is really nothing but Ishwara. It's nothing but the maya upadhi. It's not made of anything. There's no external, there's no place else for it to be. Because part of the maya upadhi itself includes space. You know, space, air, fire, water, earth, and we are elementals of that. And it shows how that took place. So this body, mind, sense organs is part and parcel of Ishwara. It comes along with the creation, as does your dream. And when you dream, it's not like you dream a creation and then, you know, hiking in from somewhere else, the jivas all enter into it. Don't put a march of the jivas. That's not happening. It's part and parcel of this creation. And this creation is dependent, has for its ashraya Brahman, one satchit, which is myself. So the body, mind, sense organs belong to Ishwara, yeah? And then the whole Ishwara upadhi, the maya upadhi, is dependent on the one non-dual atma, which is Brahman, which is myself. So now we'll start dealing with this type of thing. It'll be very beautiful.
Purnamadat Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Rupyo Namaha Harihi Om.
So I have my job has come into being.